Mr. Chairman, His Excellency, Director General of FAO, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. It is indeed a great privilege for me to speak on behalf of my country in this 38th session of FAO conference. I wish to congratulate the DG on the first conference under his leadership and for guiding this organization for the past year and a half towards the vision of a world free from hunger and malnutrition. Malaysia would like to support the report in the state of food and agriculture so far 2013, and especially in choosing nutrition as its main focus of debate in this year's conference. As reported in so far 2013, 12.5% of world population, or 868 million people, are undernourished, with the majority of them are our children. Geographically, 70% of the undernourished children live in Asia. Regional development. Undernourishment or malnourishment is often seen as one of the neglected issues of the world. However, the fact stated earlier only confirm that this issue needs to be tackled urgently. There are many contributing factors to this global issue, like poverty, harmful economic system, conflicts, and climate changes, just to name a few. This is a complex issue and need a holistic approach to deal with. But more importantly, all efforts need a strong commitment from the leaderships of all countries. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it is no doubt that Malaysia is very close in eradicating extreme poverty. But we must admit that there are still works need to be done in reducing the number of malnourished in the country. In dealing with the issue, the National Plan of Action for Nutrition of Malaysia, NPANM, has been framed and implemented since 1996, following the call from the World Declaration of Nutrition and Plan of Action, adopted by the International Conference of Nutrition, ICN, in Rome 1992. Currently, there is already an established and strong collaboration in nutrition and health sector between Ministry of Health Malaysia and various ministries and agencies, including Ministry of Agriculture and Agro-based Industry, Ministry of Education, Ministry of Domestic Trade, Cooperative and Consumerism, and Ministry of Rural and Regional Development. Ministry of Agriculture and Agro-based Industry of Malaysia has long been one of the major players in this collaboration, especially to ensure that the people have access to adequate, nutritious and safe foods. All these collaborations are mainly coordinated through the National Food Safety and Nutrition Council. Therefore, to ensure sustainable food system for food security and nutrition in Malaysia, improving household food security is one of the enabling strategies stipulated in the NAPANM. Some of the major activities carried out to facilitate the implementation of these strategies are as follows. 1. Continue existing food aid program for the vulnerable groups, such as the rehabilitation program of malnourished children and supplementary feeding programs. 2. Provide nutritious and safe supplementary foods to eligible preschool and primary school children. 3. To ensure access to affordable, safe and nutritious foods in schools. And 4. Develop food services and management guidelines for boarding schools, special homes and institutions. In 2011, Malaysia has launched the National Agro-Food Policy. This policy has been put in place to address the issue of sustainable agriculture with food safety and nutrition aspect along its value chain. The National Agro-Food Policy has incorporated strategies that are in line with nutritional aspect of the food system. Among them are ongoing nutrition awareness campaign about the advantages and benefits of local food products, special campaign for those who have nutrition-related health problems, special programs to ensure safe and adequate food supply to specific groups such as children and pregnant women, and healthy eating program in schools and special programs for low-income groups. Malaysia would like to reiterate our commitment to share our knowledge, experience and expertise with other countries in dealing with these issues. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, in ensuring food and nutritional security, one of the main focus that need FAO special attention is post-harvest losses. Post-harvest losses in Asia is estimated at about 30% of annual food production, which valued at $5 billion. It is also important to note that post-harvest losses not only refers to loss in volume, but also to the value of food in terms of nutritional value and physical condition. These losses can be attributed to factors along the value chain, namely constraint of farm inputs, mechanization, processing, packaging, handling, storage, distribution and marketing infrastructure. Malaysia believes the issue of post-harvest losses is critical in Asia, especially for the smallholders in this region. I would like to request FAO to give greater priority in solving this issue, especially in Asia region. This region needs FAO assistance in value chain development and in capacity building in order for us to enhance our effort in feeding the region. As a way forward, I would like to urge FAO to step up its action to fight malnutrition and food insecurity. The member countries, especially the developing nations, need your strong leadership in improving the current global scenario. There are still huge challenges in front of us, and Malaysia is well aware that FAO is doing her best together with other member countries to transform these challenges into opportunities. I would like to urge all member countries to continue our strong collaboration in responding to all the threats in front of us. Together, we can make a better world for our children. Thank you.